I'm Zack Snyder, and welcome to the Lion's Honor Nerdcast, the show where we talk about anything and everything related to nerd culture, including video games, comic book, anime, and the like. This week, we're going to be talking about anime adaptations, specifically movies. We can throw in TV shows as well, and why most of them suck ass.
That's not on the spreadsheet.
What?
The specifically movie bit, that's not on the spreadsheet.
Well, anime adaptations.
Yeah, the spreadsheet just says, why do live action adaptation of anime always suck?
There's our topics. Hey. Who's our guest this week, Damien?
Anyway, I'm Damien.
Hi, I'm Kyle. I'm here. Yeah, that's all I got.
I couldn't decide whether or not I actually wanted to read the entirety of Inertia and the Weapon of the Wall. So I'm just not gonna do it. I'm Marzak. Hi, I'm very tired.
We can tell that, Marsh.
So we have Damien, Kyle, and Marzak here this week.
But the writing is on the wall, cried the fresh cut to the old wound still bleeding as if he didn't know. I'm sorry. I may or may not just randomly keep progressing on with that soliloquy as we go through the entire thing.
Which is fun.
Because fuck you.
And there we go. Yeah.
All right.
So, cool. I believe Kyle suggested this topic.
Yeah, I think it was. Yeah, right after you did the recap for the Death Note Netflix movie.
Yeah, that was a while back.
The movie sucks, by the way.
Pretty much every single live adaptation of an anime, I would say all of them except for some of the live Japanese dramas suck. And why is that?
Can you provide me with a example that it's not the recent Death Note movie?
Ghost in the Shell.
Okay, not the recent Ghost in the Shell.
Yeah.
Dragon Ball Evolution.
Yeah. That's the shitty adaptation.
Attack on Titan.
That's a good one.
No.
Attack on Titan.
Oh, yeah. Shit, right. I forgot about that. Wait, hang on.
Yeah. The other Death Note movies, all three of those that came out before?
The other Dragon Ball live action movies? There were like two others?
Why is there only like Death Note and Dragon Ball? Has nobody ever asked this question? Maybe we should start covering like other series that would actually, you know,
work.
Yeah, that actually do well with live action adaptation. Maybe we can do like some romance, some rom-coms. That might be fun, guys. Hey, how about something that's fucking grounded in reality?
Yeah. That'd make things a lot easier to do and probably cut down on production costs too.
We've also got a Tokyo Ghoul and Gintama movie coming out this year.
From what I've seen of Gintama, it actually kind of works with it because it uses the fourth wall as its main thing.
So basically it's like
the whole
Deadpool
fucking show.
Yeah.
Basically it pulls what exactly the anime would do, but it's a live action movie.
Okay.
So it's not quite as interesting or fun.
There's also a Full Metal Alchemist movie coming out. Or it maybe already have came out. There's that. And I doubt that's going to be good.
We can always see.
As to the question of why most live-action anime adaptations or adaptions, or however you fucking pronounce that fucking word, don't do, like, romantic comedies or whatever the hell else. If you actually look, about half of the stuff that does get a live-action adaptation has the adaptation done by Hollywood, and American audiences aren't as into the, or at least anime the mainstream sphere. American audiences aren't as into anything that doesn't involve big explosions.
You say that, but The Notebook is, that did pretty well.
Yeah.
That's true. Surprisingly, that chick flick did.
I've never understood why that movie is fucking garbage.
I know, right?
If nothing else, you could lure in all of the, I'm not going to say all of the women, because that's generalization. but you could lure in people like me who would just go and see a fucking romance film just for no real reason.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that.
Okay.
Yeah, I wouldn't actually say that they're all gonna be trash. Luring
people, you need to do... I cannot for the life of me remember the full name of the show, but it ends with Madoka or something like that.
Madoka Magica?
Something like that, yeah. Well, I'd love to see a live at it.
You can't do live action Madoka Magica. There's no fucking way.
Not with the way that plot works. That's absolutely fucking not.
I don't know if they can do a live action version. I just want to see them get in all the little kids and then just go straight into the nightmare fuel from that.
Oh, God.
I would like to bring up a comment from our colleague who is in the call but cannot participate. Aiden says that
his connection is good as Pickle Rick's meme status. There you go.
Yeah. He says that live action lolis sound great.
Wouldn't be the dumbest thing Hollywood's done. That's the thing,
though. They wouldn't be lollies. They'd just be little girls.
Yeah, they'd be kids. There's a complete difference.
Actually, no. Jeez. If Hollywood made it, it wouldn't even have the kids. It would just be adults.
Oh, yeah, you're right. It would be adults pretending to be 14-year-olds.
That's my favorite.
Because we all know how stupid and fucked up America is with the damn feminist shit. But then again, we also got someone from a feminized shithole known as Cuckland, which is straight above us.
He says that because he's jealous that he doesn't get to eat poutine every day.
Shut up. I just want to go steal your fucking maple syrup. That's all you're good for.
Come do it, cunt. You'll be stopped at the border.
I just want the whiskey.
You wouldn't let your racist ass into our fucking country.
I just want the whiskey.
Fucking shows up
at Canadian Border Patrol and he's just like, yo, I'm here to fucking steal all your maple syrup, and immediately gets fucking beat to death by the RCMP.
Speaking of maple syrup, I'm curious how many live action anime movies y'all have actually watched.
I've watched a few.
Speaking of maple syrup.
Yeah, because those have some... Well, no, there was that one scene in Dragon Ball Evolution.
Anyways,
but and that transition killed Aiden.
Yeah, he's dead. I'm now glad. I hope that killed everybody, including myself.
You have to go steal
I
his couch.
Die.
We gotta steal that big blue couch.
I don't want the couch.
I don't want it either.
I don't know what he's done on that couch.
I don't either.
I just need the couch.
Make more memories on that couch too.
Let's not do that.
That's a very funny joke.
So the only
I can't make memories.
The only live action movies I've seen is half of the Your Lie in April one, because I fell asleep in the middle of it because I was on a plane, and Death Note.
Death Note's garbage.
Yes.
Ghost in the Shell is slightly less garbage.
It's still garbage.
It is still garbage.
It's got Scarlett Johansson in it, which
Scarlett Johansson
that doesn't make
that.
It good.
It just makes it better. It just makes it better.
No,
it's
it doesn't.
Not better though. It's no. still shit.
It's still shit. I'm
they
just saying.
Fucked it up. Hollywood just fucked that shit up. Like, really? Why did you throw out the source material when you did it?
Actually, I kind of wonder if part of the reason they threw out the source material was because they didn't want to try in, is because they were worried about Death Note, because that one kept half the source material. And
that's
then
the problem. They
tossed
only kept
it in
half.
With a blender with the Final Destination movie and hit the blend button. God, that movie sucks. Anyways.
Everyone remember Dragon Ball Evolution level two shit?
I actually watched that one.
So did I. That was just horrible.
Question. Does M. Night Shyamalan's Avatar, The Last Airbender, count as an anime adaptation?
I was going to ask about that.
Depends on how you define anime. I would say so.
I think it counts.
I think at the very least, it's close enough.
It's close enough that you can call it complete fucking garbage.
I think it's right there with
eating pile of shit.
Although you know something though? I actually do think that M. Night Shyamalan's Last Airbender movie is better than Avatar. Like the James Cameron movie, not the show.
Ooh, throwing up some burns, are we?
I fucking hate the James Cameron's Avatar.
That's an unpopular opinion, man. I've never
not,
seen it.
Really?
Really? There are so many people that praise that movie.
It's split pretty down the middle.
But I would say that the M. Night Shyamalan Avatar movie counts because it took a good source material and then destroyed it.
Oh, well, if we're getting into that, can I start bringing up game movies?
Did somebody say that it split down the middle?
The opinion of James Cameron's Avatar? Yeah, pretty much.
No, it... Never mind.
Was that a... did I miss a pun there?
That was a joke.
Okay.
As if he hadn't done his fair share of reading, like he'd never felt the flames of revolution, the young man's simple solution, peter out he's, time and time again, like he'd never spotted revolution's hole before the end. Continue.
Cool.
Okay. So, welcome to Marjack Slam Poetry Night.
Slam poetry? I wish, dude. I wish I could write this shit.
But, I mean, do we just want to transition this into why... Why just
what makes them suck? Like, yeah,
well, we could do game adaptations too.
We could. I'm curious.
Welcome to the fucking what's this podcast called? Lions on a Nerdcast.
We can't pick a topic
where we don't know what we want to make before we start making it.
What has made the ones? Because I mean, we can talk about like what will make a good adaptation towards the end of the episode, and we can talk about what we want to see in a good adaptation, but what makes the ones that already exist so terrible? That's what we that's what we need to talk about.
I think it falls to the same reason as like why people think that the new Star Wars movie sucks. It's because actually that's fucking awful. Never mind. Pretend that I didn't say that sentence. I think
basically,
I know the
you're probably thinking about like because of
Damien,
how bad they are as like video game adaptation.
Damien, shut the fuck up. No, that's not what I'm saying at all. What I'm actually saying is when you play a video game or you watch an anime or you read a manga or whatever, this works for anime adaptations, same thing. Or anything that's an adaptation of source material. When you go through it, you have a set idea in your mind of how everything is and how everything should be and how you can like progress from the next point forward and all of that. Like how the if you're reading a book, how the characters sound, what their voices are like, how their appearance is. And when you watch a live action adaptation of this, usually that's not what you imagined in your head. So it's not nearly as good because you had the perfect idea of what it would be in your head. It was absolutely flawless to you, but seeing it actually on the screen in a manner that was not the same as the way that it was in your head bothers you and you don't like it nearly as much.
Mm-hmm. To an extent, that's part of it.
And then they just shit all over it because source material.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the other issue. I mean, okay. Because I feel like it, I'm going to pick on Dragon Ball Evolution because, my God.
That's the easiest one to fuck with.
Episode.
Just counting the original Dragon Ball, not getting into Z or even GT, there was quite a bit of story they had to work with. A lot of source material they could have used just going off the original Dragon Ball. Instead, they took a look at all of it and went, nah, this is all gay, and only kept the surface elements. Going back a couple podcasts ago, a few archaeologists out there, a while back we talked about comic book movie adaptations and why, say, Civil War worked really Winter Soldier worked really well as an adaptation. It kept the surface elements, yeah, but it also got the spirit and intent of the original source material. It didn't copy it letter for letter, but it brought across what the original source material wanted to bring. Why most of these anime and video game adaptations suck so bad is that they basically only bring in the surface elements. They don't get any of the original spirit of the source material.
How well can you actually encapsulate the spirit of Dragon Ball or the spirit of World of Warcraft in a film, though?
That's a great question.
World of Warcraft? Mm-hmm. Well, okay. First off, it's not a World of Warcraft movie. It's a Warcraft movie. It's from the pre-World of Warcraft crap. But Honestly, I don't know. I can't click on people in the movie and have them say weird shit.
I mean,
the spirit's just gone there.
If we try to talk about video game adaptations, the problem with doing that with anime is that, like, video games are meant to be such an active medium.
While interactive,
yes. But, like, well, I'm talking about, like, active versus passive. But, yeah, interactive. Wherefore, like, anime is so much more passive. Manga is a little bit more active.
Literally how?
Because you're engaging your mind a lot more to read a manga than you would be to watch an anime.
Literally how?
That's very debatable. I've tuned out on some manga and gotten really into some anime.
I mean, fair.
I don't understand this argument whatsoever.
My point is video game versus anime. You know, when you're playing a video game, it's a lot more interactive. When you're watching an anime, it's a lot more passive. When it comes to that, that makes sense.
I don't understand the anime and manga comparison.
Ignore it. my point is.
Yeah. By the way, people, we got like no fucking sleep in between this episode and the last one, so
yeah, we're all very tired.
Expect us to be all over the place.
I just took a nap
in the middle of the day. So,
when it comes to movies, it's very hard to take Warcraft, a entire like hundreds of hours experience, and put it into 2 hours. It's a little bit easier to take a 40-hour anime and do that, but even then, or 40 hours is a little much. Well, Dragon Ball, yeah, I mean, even then. It's still a little difficult, but it's easier to do that with anime than it is to do that with video games. So I'm wondering if us talking about video game adaptations would be a completely different topic in itself.
Here's what you do, right? The solution to all of that is...
Don't fucking do it in the first place.
Yep.
If you choose a series, that story is so incredibly convoluted and complicated and like obtuse and hard to understand that you need those 40-plus hours... then don't fucking make a film out of it.
Agreed.
Yeah, make a TV show.
Secondly, if you're going to make something out of a film, out of Dragon Ball Z, or you're going to make a film out of the Warcraft lore, then what you do is you pick a section of the story, you trim off the fat, and you make it out of that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, okay, to be fair to the Warcraft movie, that is actually what they tried to do. It's essentially the backstory for the setting. The problem is Blizzard, actually. Blizzard's lore is legendarily obtuse. I mean, they wrote a fucking novel for the instruction manual for the first Diablo game.
Yeah.
And it was comparatively lore light to Warcraft or Starcraft.
Fucking amazing. Jesus Christ, Blizzard.
Yeah. I mean, I love it, but damn.
At least their stories are fun.
Yeah. But I mean...
it could be worse. You could be Warhammer.
That's true.
So they did try to make the Warcraft lore more accessible, but I mean, it's like trying to make Mount Everest more accessible. Good fucking luck.
So I want to talk about the most recent Death Note movie. Has all of us seen it? Or
yeah,
I've seen parts. Yep.
Okay, so I want to talk about that. Aiden just brought something up in the chat. He said, or make a completely different story and don't rely so hard on the not made for film source material. Death Note has such a history of being adapted so much. It started with the manga. We have the anime. We have two other movies that were in 2006. The most recent movie. And then there was a live action Japanese drama. Shit. It was like an entire drama. It was like 13 episodes that came out in 2015.
Yeah, I've heard that wasn't complete shit.
It was good. I've heard about I liked it.
2006 movie too, but I can't be asked to find out.
Yeah, I've seen the live action drama and I enjoyed it. So one of the things that I hated so much about the most recent movie was that it didn't rely on the source material so much, yet it was still trying to tell the same story, and I think that's the biggest problem with these movies.
Yeah. I mean, okay. Probably, as much as I'm not actually that big a fan of the movie, probably one of the best game to film adaptation, and I'll get to where why this is relevant to anime in a second, was the Assassin's Creed movie.
Okay.
I haven't seen it. That can be debatable for some people.
I'm not saying the movie's good. I think it's fucking dull. But it did actually get what Assassin's Creed was going for. All the segments taking place in the present are boring, lame, and should be cut entirely. And all the stuff taking place in the past was actually pretty interesting. That aside, it also kept the setting of the source material, the same basic setting, but it did tell its own story. And it was probably better off for it instead of trying to fit, you know, the entire, what was it, 20-hour original game into two movies?
What do you mean? What do you mean you don't want to listen to Altair in fucking movie form be as dull and uninteresting a human being as fucking possible?
Here's the problem with Assassin's Creed. I'll tell you exactly what it is. The game relies on you spending more time in the past rather than being in the present. And by my understanding, I haven't seen the movie, but by my understanding, the movie spends more time in the present than it does in the past, right?
Yeah, well...
Wait,
yeah.
Does it? I haven't seen that. This is important.
Actually, I think if you really sit down and look at it, it's about half and half.
Even half and half is bad.
The stuff in the present is a lot more dense. There's a lot more going on in the present. The stuff in the past is where most of the action sequences take place. Where the stuff in the present is, you know, hey, let's shove some plot down your throat for the next 2 hours.
The thing that's enjoyable...
Which, to be fair, is also pretty accurate to how the games went.
Yeah, but the games only
stuck you there for, like, 10 minutes, and by the time you were done, you had actually learned something.
Yes, but... Of course, the other problem with the Assassin's Creed movie is that the game sucks, so, you know.
Yeah.
Assassin's Creed 1 is the best. Revolutionized the stealth.
It's not bad. The first Assassin's Creed game is not bad.
Can we also admit they're also buggy pieces of shit?
The more recent ones, but the old ones are not.
The more recent ones have been fucking awful. The past ones are actually okay.
Yeah. I will admit, like, Assassin's Creed 2 was...
If you go Black Flag at backwards, those ones were actually pretty stable.
Yeah, I will admit Assassin's Creed 2 and Assassin's Creed Black Flag were actually pretty decent.
Yeah, AC2 and Black Flag are, like, the best ones to play.
Yeah, just skip the rest of the franchise.
Take my word for it, I've played all of them, the rest of them fucking suck. You
poor bastard. But anyways, getting back to the point. The Assassin's Creed movie worked, even if it worked as an adaptation. Quality as a film was debatable, but it worked as an adaptation because it did step away from the original story of the games. And Death Note probably could have worked if it had gone with just a separate story entirely, but no, it had to do this weird-ass Frankenstein's monster shit.
What was his fucking name?
Light Taylor or some shit?
The question then becomes... What story would you make it about? What else is there in the Death Note universe that would actually be interesting to follow? The entire premise of Death Note was based around Light and his collection of the book and his fuckering arounding with the book.
So in true.
What other story would you tell?
There is another story. In the 2006, I believe it was the 2006 Death Note movie, at the end of it, they had some kind of thing happen where there were, like, six other notebooks dropped onto Earth or something like that. And they could have built off that. Yeah, they were going to do a continuation of that, but they didn't. They could have done something similar where... Yeah. I mean, it could literally be... If they hadn't named him Light, and that actor, I didn't like the actor. The actor was fucking garbage. If they didn't name, like, some of these characters similar to...
Basically, if they weren't telling us that these people are who these people are, we wouldn't know.
It wouldn't have been as bad a movie.
Well, yes, it would have, because the movie itself sucked, but...
Because it tried to do a Final Destination.
Well, no, it's just because it was bad.
I enjoy the Final Destination movies, but damn, that movie did a good job of just shitting all over that franchise.
Yeah.
And hopefully it didn't... I'm hoping the Final Destination, or not Final Destination, Death Note sucked so bad at being a Final Destination movie that people actually start wanting another one of those. Because I would go for a Final Destination 6.
Final Destination movie. Then again, I asked myself the same thing when Jigsaw came out.
Yeah. I haven't watched that yet. I'm not a fan of the Saw series anyways. But I don't know. The Final Destination movies actually did go out on a high note, so it'd be neat to see them come back. Maybe we could explore that fucking plot element they dropped from Explore that plot element they dropped from the fourth movie.
Yeah. The boring one.
Yeah. It'd be nice to get something good out of Final Destination 4.
I mean, we had Death Note as Final Destination 6. I think I'm okay with that.
I'm not.
Why would you want such a massive piece of shit in a series that also is a massive piece of... Wait, hang on.
But...
Actually, can we just call Final Destination 4 Death Note Zero and get it out of the franchise?
Yeah. That would probably work best.
I'm cool with that.
Oh, no, wait, no, sorry. There's continuity between Final Destination 4, 3 and Final Destination 4. Damn it.
Okay, here's a fun question. If you had... We'll stick with anime, because...
That's technically what this is about, although we are terrible at staying on topic tonight.
Pick an anime... Pick an anime that you think would make a good adaptation, and why? Like, list off reasons as to why it would be a good adaptation. Like, you could be like, "Oh,
Hajime no Ippo.
They did it really shitty. They did it really poorly in this adaptation, but this one could be done better because they went more in depth with the magic system or whatever."
Oh, okay.
Like, you already said Madoka Magica could be fun, but I don't buy that.
Okay.
Silent Voice could be done as a good live action adaptation.
Wait, what could?
Silent Voice.
I honestly think they could do Hajime no Ippo and do it really easily. Because
Silent
it's basically Rocky.
I think they've already done... Yeah, I was getting, that's true. Rocky. I think they already have plans to do a Silent Voice live action.
But for a more fantastic anime, I guess. That is tricky.
It would have to be... Sorry, go ahead.
I'd love to see them do Log Horizon, actually. Because they've already proven before that settings done... they can do live-action virtual world type stuff with movies like Tron and such.
Yeah.
So they could
Okay, but Tron sucked. Like, the new ones sucked. The old ones were also mediocre.
Well, I'm not talking about just the quality of the films themselves. I mean more in the fact that they can do live action people in a virtual reality setting and have it work, at least on a technical level. So we wouldn't have to worry about it just falling apart because they couldn't pull off the fucking...
Yeah, they're about to do Ready Player
One. Log Horizon, though.
Wait, what was that?
Steven Spielberg is about to do Ready Player One, and that's going to
be... Yeah,
that
looks like it might
space.
Be decent.
That should be good. With Steven Spielberg.
I can't draw a line between Tron and Log Horizon.
I was honestly just grasping for a virtual world thing. I don't watch that many movies. I know it's been done in other stuff as well. Ooh, The Matrix, for that matter.
Yeah, The Matrix is probably a good one.
So, I think they could do Log Horizon. I don't know if they could do it well, because, I mean, Hollywood, but I think it has a better chance of succeeding than something like Dragon Ball or Attack on Titan or Helsing.
I don't know. I think
they... Actually, they could probably do Helsing.
Oh, my God. Helsing would be fucking awesome.
Oh, God,
They could do Helsing.
Oh, my God.
So what if... What if we focused on...
The thing with Log Horizon, I think you'd encounter a problem really quickly because that show, for a while anyway, was all about the characters.
Yeah.
It was less about the setting. The setting was just sort of a catalyst for all these different types of people to come together and for it to be in a fantasy setting.
True. But that's also part of the reason why, at least season one, I haven't gotten around to season two yet, why season one of Log Horizon was awesome.
Yeah, but do you really think Hollywood would approach a project like that?
No, and that's what worries me.
Because they've got to find something to make a movie with that has explosions and shit.
Well, no, that's kind of what the Magnificent Seven films are. They're mostly about character interactions, at least up until the tail end of each movie. Because, I mean, think about it. There's not actually that much action in either of the Magnificent Seven movies.
I've never seen them.
You're
never seen them either.
And both of them went down with audiences pretty well. So I think Hollywood could do a character-based film. I'm just not sure if they would.
What if we just don't let Hollywood touch anime movies anymore?
That's another better option.
Yeah. Because live-action Japanese dramas are good.
Well, that's real with you. I actually haven't seen a single one.
That's fine.
I have. I'm not a huge fan of them because meh. But they are generally done better than the Hollywood adaptations or the fucking or even the Japanese movie adaptations. But I think there's the fact that when you're adapting an anime in general, most of them are long. So, I mean, a movie's just not always going to be a good idea there in general.
Mm-hmm.
Something like a Netflix original series would probably be better.
I'd agree, but I also would not want to see an entire Netflix series on the Death Note movie. Because they could have done that. They could have turned that into a series instead of just one movie, and
yes,
I would have hated
but they
my
saw
life
the
more.
Problem of... The problem was that their actors sucked, so, and the writers sucked.
Yeah.
The special effects were good, though.
What if you got
the
like
cinematography?
Four hours?
Oh, that's what America is known
four
for.
4 hours for a single course show? 8 hours for double?
Yeah.
I don't know what anime do you think would be getting adapted here, but if it's over 24 episodes, then you definitely have too much to work with. And if it's 24 or under, you've got just the right amount of material.
Well, it depends. Yeah. I mean, some of them are, you know, the usual half-hour thing, and then Helsing has 10 episodes, but still just under 10 hours long.
Well, okay, yeah, you have ones like Helsing and the like Fate Zero, where they're actually hour-long episodes, which we need more of.
Yeah,
and Fate Grand Order, Episode Zero, was like 70-something minutes long.
Yeah. Oh
my God, fucking...
That's called a movie.
Awesome. Of course, in general, I just think we need more... Type Moon series. That shit's awesome.
God, there's a bunch of shit you can do with the Type Moon.
I don't think we need any more Fate. I think we can be done with Fate. Just wrap up Heaven's Feel and get us out of here.
Yeah, especially since Heaven's Feel is going to be two whole damn movies.
Yeah. I'll be honest, as much as I love the Fate series, I would like to see them go back to something like Tsukihime or...
I know, right?
What the fuck was the name of that other one? Kara no Kyokai, I think is how it's pronounced. The one with the other Shiki?
No.
I'm the only fucking person who knows what I'm talking about.
No, I've never seen any of them.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Finally.
It's just
I would love to
remember.
I'm going to
triple check. I love those films, but I can't fucking remember
the names at times.
Yeah, that's Kara no Kyokai. God damn, I always forget. I'm so retarded.
I honestly love those OVA. I love the animation studio that does them, too. I'm glad they took over the Fate series later on.
I want more Kara no Kyokai. I like those.
One, Tsukihime, that one that focuses on... shit. What are the name of the twins?
I'm going to be honest. I just want to see Paradox Spiral again, but with better animation somehow.
Witch House, I think, was the name of the other one. Something like that. I don't know. The only thing I can definitely say I don't want more of... I mean, if they're going to give us more Fate Stay Night shit, then okay, I'll take it. The only thing I don't want to see more of is more... what was the name of that? They had a show for a while. Crossed over Tsukihime and Fate Stay Night. Carnival Parade or some shit like that. I don't remember.
I think it was Carnival Parade, but I'm not sure.
Carnival Phantasm.
There it is.
Yeah, I could do without any more Carnival Phantasm, but then I'm not the kind of person that just enjoys that random ass, you know, let's take this serious show and throw in a bunch of comedy that doesn't always work. I mean, that's just not my kind of thing.
Isn't that just kind of what Fate is?
Kind of.
And then occasionally you have characters fucking.
Well, depends on which version of Fate, depends on which Fate you're playing. And when actually, I'll be honest, one thing I would desperately love to see is just make a damn Melty Blood anime already.
Or, you know, they probably won't.
Well, we did actually finally get an official English translation of Melty Blood on Steam.
Make a movie about it, because that's part of the topic.
Yes, actually, they could.
You want to make a live action film adaptation of it?
Should we ever have a Sword Art Online live action movie, or has that already been done?
Actually, yes. I think we should, because I think if they don't stick to the source material like they usually don't, it might actually be good.
No, it won't. Yeah, they'll stick to the main systems and the idea of having the single overpowered pussy magnet character, and it'll still be shit.
Mm-hmm.
I guarantee you, that's what they'll hold on to. They'll hang on to the power fantasy, and they'll ditch everything else that actually made Sword Art Online even mildly interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Could you provide some examples of that? Because I don't remember a damn thing that made that anime interesting. And silence!
Give me a minute.
The premise was interesting.
The entirety of the first episode.
The first episode was great.
That's all I got.
First episode was great.
Actually, I'm not going to lie. I liked some of the ideas in Sword Art Online.
Dude, I don't even want to talk about it, because we can do an entire episode on Sword Art Online.
Yeah.
If we're doing a Sword Art Online episode, can we do it when I'm not fucking tired?
Yes.
Yeah.
So I can actually make and like form coherent thoughts.
I'd be down for an episode, just an episode in general, comparing Sword Art Online, Log Horizon, and Dot Hack.
See, I would have to actually watch the other ones.
I tried watching one season of Dot Hack and was so bored out of my fucking skull, I fell asleep.
Actually, I haven't watched any of the Dot Hack anime or read any of the manga, but the game was alright. As you know, go figure.
Watch it again, but if I get bored to tears the second time, I'm never picking up a single season of that show ever again.
So actually, to be fair,
I've heard the Sword Art Online game is actually alright.
Which one? There's like seven.
I've been hearing Fatal Bullet. It's been pretty good.
Yeah, that's the one I'm talking about.
I exclusively don't want to play a game called Fatal Bullet. I'm sorry. That's just a retarded name. Like, wow. Really? Who would have fucking thought it?
Well, what did you expect?
So I feel like...
This is Ricky Kawahara, that fucking piece of shit.
What do you feel like, Jack?
I feel like live action...
The way that this guy writes, just like... What do bullets do? This is how he titles. What do bullets do? They kill people. How can we say that people are dead? Well, that'd be a fatality. Fatal bullet. Perfect. Ship it.
I feel like there's no way to do a good live action anime adaptation.
I think it can be done. I think they just have to pick better anime to do it with.
Yeah,
I mean, they
and
go for the most.
Try to stick to source material too.
But they're only gonna do the popular anime. Like that's only gonna happen.
Yeah,
well,
and that's
what you have
what's
to
gonna
do.
Scroll.
You just need a popular anime that's actually good.
Well,
that is an Attack on Titan, anyways.
Yeah,
casuals need to leech onto something that's actually worth watching.
Got a hipster here.
The Galactic Heroes live adaptation. Damn it!
Yeah,
I don't even know what the fuck that is. But then I don't actually watch that much anime, so hey.
I just don't know, because, like, if I can watch, if I've seen an entire anime that's like 20 hours long, or even like a good 12 episoder, like, why do I want to spend another? Hours. Yeah, why do I want to spend another like 2 hours watching a movie?
Yeah, this is why I think we're going to have to deviate from the source material, at least to some extent, to tell some kind of new story. Because, I mean, if we wanted to watch Helsing, we could just go watch Helsing. Why would we watch the shorter live action version when we can watch the original? And that's going to be a problem. Yeah.
For juicy animation.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's always going to be a problem, but that's a problem with every adaptation that comes out. I mean, a problem that faced the Lord of the Rings movies when they first started coming out was, why would we watch this when we can just go read the book? the counter, but then Lord of the Rings turned out to be awesome. So that's all that is.
I feel like that's a better, like, that's not really as big of a problem because there's people that just don't want to read books.
Yeah. And that's also a thing with games going on, is there's people who don't want to read, who just don't want to play games.
Yeah.
But then, okay, facing that, both Magnificent Sevens did really well, but why would you watch the new one when the old one is already there and usually available for free? But I think the answer there was the same thing as Lord of the Rings. It was just good enough to get people's attention. And I think the same thing will happen with anime if they manage to produce a good live-action anime adaptation. Yeah, just, you know, they actually have to produce a good live-action anime adaptation.
Yeah, you'd need, like, the perfect storm. You'd need to choose an interesting anime. You'd need to have a team that's actually dedicated towards making it interesting and making it well. Mm-hmm. You'd have to have writers on board to not be fucking... I don't know, man. It would have to be... Like
I don't
I said,
think it's going
to
happen
perfect,
any time
perfect storm
soon.
Of everything that you need in order to actually make it an excellent adaptation.
I think
otherwise,
it'll...
sitting on yet another fucking mediocre piece of shit.
I think it'll happen. I just don't think it's going to happen anytime soon.
Yeah.
I think it'll happen once anime starts to actually hit the genuine mainstream in the U.S.
That's going to take
forever.
That's
going to
take
a while.
If ever.
But think about it. So we had... And we're going to do an entire episode on comic book movie adaptations at some point.
We did.
Well, we did. Did we?
Yeah, we did. That was like last season.
Yeah, that was a while ago. That's the one I was referencing when I was talking about Civil War or Winter Soldier.
Okay, so my point is that it took a while for us to get good movie adaptations of comic books. And then once
yes
we started...
No.
Yes and no. Mainly, like, once we started getting, like, really big hits, though, they started
basically
making...
Basically, once Iron Man came out.
Yes, they started making more and more and more of them, and now we're at this point where we've got 5 comic book movies or more coming out every year. Whether all of them are good is debatable, but...
And they've settled into a pool of mediocrity.
Yes, but I almost wonder, we might get to the point where anime adaptations become popular like that. We'll start having a couple of them that start to pick up some, pick up some steam, and hopefully will be at least decent. And then we'll get to the point where more people are going to want to make more and more of them, and that could be for better or for worse.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I mean, I think it'll honestly happen much the same way the comic book adaptations are going. There'll be a big boom, and then they'll start to slow down as people start to fuck it up.
Mm.
Although we haven't actually hit the comic book slump yet, or downslide yet.
No, not yet. It's coming.
I don't think we will until Marvel turns out its first cinematic flop.
Yeah.
DC's been mixed since they started, and
it would all depend on Marvel.
Yeah. Marvel did turn in a television flop with Inhumans, but nobody even seems to have noticed.
Because they didn't know what Inhumans was.
Yeah, well, that was Jackass's pet project, so fuck him. Ron Perlman.
Mm. Okay.
But, I don't know. We did actually see a boom and then slump of the whole shared cinematic universe shtick. But that boomed and then slumped immediately because nobody besides Marvel was willing to put in the work to get their shared cinematic universe.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be...
Still about the topic.
I mean, that's definitely related to the topic. That's what I was sort of interested in because...
I still think the hardest bridge to cross there would be having... anime be recognized in the mainstream over in the West.
Right.
Yeah. Like, I mean, you have Netflix picking up shows. I mean, yeah, sure, but look at the kinds of shows that they're actually picking up, and you'll quickly realize that they are picking shows that would be more digestible to your typical Western audience member.
Yeah, a lot of the stuff
they're not
Netflix
picking
picks
up any
up a lot of shonen anime.
Shows.
Well, and then another problem with anime and it getting mainstream, and we've kind of talked about this before, but I think it's pertinent to the topic, is that we like there's still such a bias towards
against it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. You hear something about Dragon Ball, and everybody that doesn't watch anime
going on, you fucking jackass.
Exactly.
But yeah. That's going to be a consistent problem for anime and anime live
until it isn't. Adaptation. Until it isn't. Like comic books.
Yeah, comic books and even video game movies still have the same problem because they're viewed as for kids.
Well, they used to be, but not anymore.
Video games used to have that where they were viewed as for kids.
Right.
The ESRB was established, and that stopped being a problem.
Sort of.
Plus, more people started playing video games. Everybody and their mother plays games now.
I don't think that's going to happen with anime. The thing with
video
games, and the reason why it works so well is because you have the video game world is such a it's
big
much
thing.
Broader. It's much broader in terms of the reach that it can have. You can access literally fucking anyone with the right type of video game. Anime, not quite as much. There's a certain number of people that are going to be turned off by the art style alone.
Yes. But there are still like anime for anybody.
Yeah.
And still very similar to comic books too, where comic books were seen as that's for kids. And then fucking Iron Man came out and everybody is loving the Marvel Cinematic Universe now.
Okay, actually, to be completely fair, though, it wasn't actually Iron Man that drug comic book movies out of the slump they'd hit early on. It was actually the one that started it was actually the first X-Men movie, because that's when they started to get popular.
Yeah,
Iron Man was just the one that blew it completely out of the water.
Right. Although, but it's going to take something like the Marvel Cinematic Universe. It's going to take some big name to pull something into make anime mainstream and for us to actually get good movies out of it or something like that.
Yeah. Now, there is one other, speaking of things for kids, there is one other issue that anime has in the U.S., that we haven't talked about yet, and that, well, is actually for kids. Anime for a long time was actually just flat out marketed in the U.S. as a children's thing and edited down to be a children's thing.
This is true.
Mm. Comic books weren't comic books and video games, despite their for kids stigma for a while, wasn't never actually marketed as being purely a kid's toy.
Comic books were at the very beginning.
Yeah, and so were games until about the time you hit the N64. Comic books up until about the time you hit Watchmen, I think. But they did, but even after they stopped being marketed to kids, they still had that for kids stigma. Anime in the U.S. frequently still is marketed for kids.
Mm-hmm.
As being a kid's thing, and if anime is going to get mainstream, it's going to have to deal with that. Funimation's helping, but they've got an uphill battle going on.
Oh yeah,
Funimation is also Funimation.
Yeah,
their name does not help.
No, I don't even mean the name. I mean like the shows that they pick are not how I'd say the greatest choices.
Yeah, some of them are very hit and miss.
There's also the language barrier that turns a lot of people off.
As we've already established.
Yeah.
Yeah, if anime is going to get mainstream in the U.S., it's not going to happen on subtitles. It's just
stupid as fuck.
Eh. Honestly, I've heard some really good English dubs.
I can think of like three, and that's it.
Okay, actually,
Gurren Lagann, Cowboy Bebop, Hellsing Ultimate.
Actually, I was gonna say the later generations of the Dragon Ball shows got better dubbing, And as bad as 4Kids messed up with the actual content of their show, the dub work for the show, the dub work itself was generally pretty good. Like, they got good voice actors and didn't just phone the fucking thing in. And not all of 4Kids' crap was entirely their fault. When they were formed, they got hit pretty hard with a censorship thing going on.
Yeah, this because of the times.
Yeah, and that's really what led to... Yeah, this hit One Piece in particular really bad, which, to be fair, 4Kids didn't even want. The company that actually produces 4Kids in Japan, I cannot, or not 4Kids, One Piece in Japan, basically forced that one on 4Kids. They didn't want any of that. So,
I love jelly donuts. Sorry, continue.
jelly filled donuts are my favorite.
So while 4Kids has caused a lot of problems getting anime to the mainstream, it wasn't entirely their fault. And considering how popular some of their anime got in the U.S., they're also probably responsible for anime getting as big as it is in the U.S.
Yeah,
because I mean,
that's fair.
Well, I mean, let's face it: the Naruto dub and especially the One Piece dub aren't that great compared to the original. And the Yu-Gi-Oh show after season zero, but they did provide a gateway into anime for a lot of people.
That's true. I mean, so, we see these shows that got kids into anime who eventually grew up to either acknowledge that they watched it as a kid and they were like, it was a good show back then, or guys like us, or I didn't really get into anime until later on, but guys that ended up watching anime as they continued to grow older, and just realized that there were other series.
Better anime. Yeah. I mean, completely honestly, I got into anime and by extension manga because I watched the original, Yu-Gi-Oh! When I was little.
Mm-hmm.
And then later on, Naruto and One Piece once 4Kids started broadcasting them over here.
For me, it was actually Sailor Moon and then Yu-Gi-Oh!
We're forgetting an entire category of people. The people like me who got into it at a much later stage in their life.
Same. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Mind you, like, what, like 12, 13 is not much later. I'd stopped watching children's cartoons by then. Like, I'd stopped actually watching Saturday morning cartoons at that point in my life, and I was actually seeking out anime because I was... Actually, I got into it through my fucking brother, of all things.
Yeah.
See, I didn't get into anime until I was, like, 17.
Yeah.
I remember hearing about all these ridiculous concepts, and I was like, I want to know more about this. So I Googled it, and I spent, like, hours searching for, like, something to watch that could help me quantify the madness that I've heard.
Weird shit. And I ended up watching, like
Code Geass at some point, and I was like, all right, I get it. This is cool.
Yeah. although I'm not personally a big fan of Code Geass, but,
Code gay ass, more like.
Code gay ass. Yeah, pretty much.
What's funny is the original Sailor Moon stuff, because my mom had all that, so I wound up starting with that.
That was another one that helped a lot of people get into anime in the U.S. was Sailor Moon, which surprises the hell out of me because I Sailor hate Moon. That show.
Still have the original VHSs too.
Yeah, Pokemon was another big one, although that's also, speaking of crap adaptations.
You're forgetting about Sonic X.
That was another Sonic big X. One. And again, and crap Kirby, adaptation.
Actually,
the Kirby show was pretty good.
That Kirby was actually loaded, the first anime that I watched. If you want,
that
to
was
count.
Actually another one that one was actually pretty good.
I watched that shit as a kid.
Surprised the hell out of me. It was probably the straight up the best video game adaptation for a very long time.
Yo, Kirby, right back at ya.
Yeah.
Sorry, yes, that was it. Not fully loaded.
That's
Kirby,
the
right back
one.
At ya. Yeah, Right Back At You was amazing. Yeah. I mean, it was dumb as hell, but I mean, it's Kirby.
I actually remember Kirby's I did watch hell. That.
Yeah.
Huh?
I watched it.
Yeah. Although, it's sort of a toss-up between whether or not 4Kids or Funimation got more people into anime. But either way, whatever you feel about their dubs or their choices of shows to dub, they are a big part of the reason anime is as big as it is in the U.S., And Funimation, at least, is probably going to play a role in getting anime more mainstream appeal.
The one thing they need to work on, though, is more goddamn voice actors.
Yeah.
It's true.
Well,
because you can literally tell a specific voice actor in a large majority of the shows.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Sean Shumel is all over the damn place. And yeah, they do that in Japan, so it kind of helps there.
Oh, baby, is that fucking Hanakanazawa for the 18 bajillion fucking time in every single goddamn fucking show I watch?
Yeah. And it helps. And, And another part of the reason I'm not too keen to push Funimation to get more voice actors is that the voice actors they have are pretty good.
Yeah, I'm just saying for certain things, though, certain different
voice actors
probably be better.
I do get a little tired of hearing Sean Shumel scream.
My favorite voice actor is the voice actor in Black Clover. Austin is my favorite.
Taking on more interesting roles with more complex characters.
Speaking of good English dubs for anime, I actually really do just genuinely adore the Hellsing Ultimate English dub. And
it's
so good! Yeah, and the original Hellsing dub, and the dub for the Hellsing anime is also really good. Because it uses pretty much the same people. I'll be honest though, Crispin Freeman,
Yeah, it's Crispin Freeman.
Yeah, Crispin Freeman in general is one of my favorite voice actors.
Crispin Freeman's dick really hard.
What?
Okay, Zach, have you never seen Hellsing Ultimate?
I haven't. No, I've never seen any of Hellsing.
Hold on, let me.
Okay, watch the sub, enjoy it, watch the dub, and just fucking cum every time Ultimate opens his mouth.
I've watched the sub, but I haven't watched the dub.
Holy shit, Crispin Freeman's voice is fucking silky smooth throughout the entire thing.
So it was a really good dub then.
Oh, it was so good.
So what you're saying is,
watch the sub.
We should have.
I can't even watch the sub. The dub is just that good.
We should have a Hellsing Ultimate movie. Is that what you're saying?
Grab it, anyone after this?
No, I got things to do. So I'm curious.
Man, I need to find a clip.
I'm curious. Do we have anything else to say about these movies?
Your movie.
Or adaptations. We have Aiden coming in.
Spaghetti was good.
Halfway through the episode.
Good. Yeah.
Nice.
That was it. That's all I had.
That's great. Did you have anything
to add to this conversation?
You have nothing to bring
to
the conversation?
You touch my spaghetti!
That's what I brought. You're all
definitely here. Who would have thought it?
Adaptations. I'm of the belief that you should change more in order to make them interesting. I don't want to see the same story did twice, even if it's in a new medium. Personally.
Fair.
Okay. And I don't watch enough anime to tell. Although I've heard the Speed Racer movie is pretty good.
Speed Racer movie?
Go Speed Racer.
Oh, I watched the Nickelodeon Speed Racer show when it came on. Not the older one, but the newer one. And by that I mean it's pretty old now because I'm old. Holy shit.
The movie's pretty good, from what I've heard.
Okay.
Yeah.
Huh. Intriguing.
Also, there's way too many live-action Death Note movies. Please stop.
There's a lot of Death Note.
Please stop.
I'm kind of done with Death Note. I loved Death Note when I read it, and I didn't really enjoy the anime that much, but... Yeah.
Because you know what? We should all take a potato chip and eat it!
Meme. I mean, watch a series and I know what that means from. I know what that is. That's how not Death Note knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Fair enough.
Fair enough.
Don't fucking up Hollywood.
I don't know when we'll actually get a good adaptation.
I am cutting in and out badly.
Yeah, we haven't heard a single thing you said. Have you said something?
I haven't actually said much. I'm honestly just swearing at not being able to find the fucking video I want. And I think it's me looking for the video that's causing me to cut in and out. So I'll link you to the I'll find a link to that dub afterwards.
Okay.
I'm trying to find the fucking scene when I forget his name, the blonde haired one of the
Valentine
twins is fucking with Alucard in the basement.
Oh yeah.
Oh my god.
Does not give one little shit.
I'm looking for that scene exactly because that's like the perfect example of how well he does that voice.
Yeah, that one and when he was fighting Alhambra.
That too, yes.
Yeah, Crispin Freeman, though, is just in general an amazing voice actor. I kind of hate that they replaced him as Siegfried in Soul Calibur.
Yo, Zach.
Yeah.
If they made a live action SAO movie, who would you want to play Kirito?
That's
well,
a good
that
question.
Question of the week.
Can we get
what an awful question of the
Zack Snyder.
That's a great question. Can we get Ryan Reynolds to play Kirito? Can it be a self-aware Sword Art Online movie with Ryan Reynolds as Kirito?
He's doing Detective Pikachu. He's got too much on his plate.
Can we
right
fucking get that? That's what I want.
Really?
Yeah, he is, yes.
He's doing Detective Pikachu.
That's what I want. A self-aware Sword Art Online movie. Kirito is played by Ryan Reynolds. Have Asuna being played by, fuck, I don't know. It doesn't matter.
Scarlett Johansson.
Yes.
Yeah, I found
who?
It.
Scarlett Johansson. Probably.
Scarlett Johansson, probably. That's fine. she's hot enough.
Zach, watch that video.
Okay.
Watch that video when you get the chance. Fucking gorgeous. Okay.
It's amazing.
I like the dog boy. He's very pretty.
That's Alucard being about as edgy as you'd expect him to be for the entirety of the show.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Helsing Alucard is Edgelord Supreme.
Really edgy, but he's fucking... He falls by the rule of cool to such a perfect fucking extent that
I will be
matter.
Honest, one fight I would love to see at some point is the Devil May Cry 3 version of anime version of Dante versus Helsing Alucard.
this is a death battle that I want to exist.
Yeah, that would
I want
that
Danny
would...
DeVito to play Yui in the live action.
That would be
that's a personal goal.
Please.
It caught me so off fucking guard. I don't even know what to say anymore.
By the way, is this recording over yet? Have you hit the stop button?
We can end this whenever you want.
Yeah, let's
as
go
long ahead. As I got in the podcast.
Either this is
going to
be the
matters.
Most highly edited podcast that we've done.
Edited?
Or this is going to be fucking awful.
It's going to be awful. This is a note to the people on the podcast as well as the audience. I've come to the conclusion because we've tried to make this podcast professional and it just doesn't work. So I've come to the conclusion that what the Nerdcast is or what this podcast is it truly is a roundtable podcast where we come in with a topic and then that just like spawns into multiple other topics. And you know what? That's fine as long as it sounds interesting.
Yeah. And I mean, we did have a lot of interesting discussions.
Do
what? I mean,
it's like going to a panel and them starting with one topic and then just going off into whatever they want to talk about.
Basically, what you're saying is that this is WikiWalk the podcast.
I don't know what that is.
Oh my God. Okay, WikiWalk.
I don't know either, to be fair.
Yes, okay, new topic. Let's see. Let's go.
Okay. WikiWalk, you go on to Wikipedia, click the first link you find, and just keep chasing, keep clicking the first link you find through.
Oh, yo, all right, I got this shit.
It's like a Game Grumps episode. You ever watch a Game
Wikipedia,
Grumps episode? Yeah,
someone pick something, quick.
Let's
right
not.
Right.
And, with that being said,
right.
Since Aiden just came here, what are your final thoughts? Do you have any final thoughts about this, Aiden?
I want a live-action Doki Doki movie.
Doki Doki Literature Club.
I'd watch the shit out of that.
Wait, I have a question about WikiWalking. What if the first link is the disambiguation of a word?
No.
Okay. Flip-flopping between modern Greek and, like, some other shit.
Damien, what are
also,
your final thoughts?
Also, my internet is leaving me, so somebody else do final thoughts.
We're never going to really see any good adaptations unless we kind of get Hollywood to actually... fucking do things right.
Or just do them in Japan.
Yeah,
Hollywood doing things right is about as good as EA acting like it's made up of actual human beings and not amorphous blobs of gelatin.
Yeah,
so.
And it's kind of like Hollywood is kind of like EA if EA was your internet provider. Oh, wait, never mind. That's the FCC.
Got him!
Oh!
I'm traveling in a circle.
Yeah. Yeah, that happens on WikiWalks. There's actually a point at where you get into an unending loop.
So that was Kyle's final thoughts.
I managed to move from physiology to social psychology. Don't worry
Kyle,
about it.
Kyle, what is your final thoughts?
Back on scientific studies. God damn it.
Science is cool, though.
I don't like this.
Marjack is trapped. I have succeeded. Now I can force him to finish it, to stream more fucking Disgaea.
Let's go to knowledge.
On a live action Lines on our Nerdcast adaptation.
That would just be us sitting at a table.
It would be like five people.
Only I want an actor playing my part. I want an actor. I don't want the real people.
A live action adaptation of the Lions on a Nerdcast is just five guys sitting at a table with their eyes sticking out, going
for an hour.
Can I get Christopher Freeman to play me in the live action adaptation?
Yeah, that's not fair. That's not fair.
Only if I can get Johnny Young Bosch, because that'd be hilarious.
I call Danny.
Okay. My final thoughts. I think we will see good live-action anime adaptation. It's just going to be a very long time before it happens, unless there's a massive shift in thinking in Hollywood, or someone else decides to take a crack at it. And I don't see that happening right now. But it will happen. You gotta be patient. I know I'm telling that to the internet, so it's not going to fucking happen, but be patient.
You gotta believe.
Yeah, we still have plenty of time. I mean,
that was the worst use of that in the world. Go hang yourself.
Most of us
be
are
like
in our...
Rudo.
Go hang yourself for doing something from Boruto's dad.
Well, like, most of us are in our early 30s. Or not 30s. What?
30s, damn.
Most of us are in our early 20s. We're in our early 20s now, so we still got plenty of time left to live until we kill ourselves. So we still have chances. We still have chances.
I'm immortal. Yeah, sure, bud. I'm forever 12.
Can I get a live action emoji movie?
No, we've got enough crap.
Marjack, what are your final thoughts?
I think it's possible. I don't think it'll be very easy. And I certainly don't think it'll be like a huge breakout hit. Not for a while, anyways. We can have fantastic films, but they won't be breakouts until we get that one that everyone latches on to.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But first things first, we actually have to get like a single truly great live adaptation of an anime film. And again, right. I think you need to have the right story to tell. I think you need to have the right people working on it. It can't just be like a thing to make money.
Because I think it'll be a Hellsing movie.
You're trying to get it off of recognition of a well-known IP. It has to be like a passion project.
Right.
Well, ultimately, it just has to be a good movie. If you get a really good movie, who cares where the franchise is from, you know? You get a good enough blockbuster.
That's a good point.
That's basically what happened to Doctor Strange.
Sure.
That's what happened with Iron Man. Movie.
Oh my god, tell me you guys watched Doctor Strange in 3D.
No.
Nah.
I watched it in Smell-O-Vision, personally.
You're missing out.
I do want... Doctor Strange is the one movie I want to see in 3D, but I don't have a 3D TV. And
Doctor Strange
I cannot be asked
in 3D
to go to the
IMAX
anymore.
Was one of the best 3D experiences I've had in my entire life.
I want to try
That's
it.
Cool.
I
just,
I've
never had
it.
Good.
There are like no 3D IMAXs. IMAX
Holy
theaters
shit.
Here.
To answer your question, Aiden... Abso-fucking-lutely.
Okay, that might be good then.
Everything in that film that you think would look better in 3D looks better in 3D because it was made with 3D in mind.
Yeah.
Cool.
That's cool.
I mean, that does seem like a film that would be really good in 3D or, you know, really good on mushrooms. Take your pick.
Or both.
Yeah,
or both.
3D mushrooms.
As opposed to 2D mushrooms. Very important to distinguish.
Live action mushrooms.
There you go.
I want a live adaptation of 2D mushrooms. Thanks.
Yes, please.
Cool. So I'm the last one.
Yeah.
I mean,
I
you said it, not us.
I think that you've all made really good points. I think that it's going to be a while till we see a good adaptation and for these adaptations to actually continue going. I think it is very similar to comic book movies where it's going to be a while before we actually see something that's really worth watching And then, you know, it's like the Marvel Cinematic Universe, like I already said. Other than that, the Death Note movie sucks. I never want to see it again in my life. And that's it. We are doing this pre-recorded, so we can't read any comments from the last episode, but continue to leave us comments. We will be reading them
eventually.
If anyone ever fucking comments,
soon as we get them, and it lines up with a thing.
This week's question of the week: do you like lemons or apples better? Leave your answers in the comments.
Hashtag
below.
Team Apple. Team Apple.
I will personally come to your house and suck your dick.
Question of the week is flat, plot, or surprise?
Who will play Kirito in the live SAO movie?
Who will play Kirito in the live action movie?
The gay ones.
Yeah. Who will pick Kirito in the live action movie? That
Keanu
is the
Reeves. They need someone who can't put any emotion in the performance.
This is true. He also looks the part.
Yeah.
That's it.
There you go. TV. All right.
Actually, to be fair, Keanu Reeves has some good movies.
Actually, he's a bit tall.
Real quick, Aiden, where can they find you?
And a bit not a faggot.
If you enjoyed my 2 seconds in this podcast, you can find me on Blue Couch Productions whenever I upload stuff. And I also might stream occasionally on a... Just search up Blue Couch Productions on Twitch. You'll probably find it. Also, go check out the another YouTube podcast because there's some good shit on there.
Yeah. Sweet.
Thanks for having me for like 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Same thing like this podcast. There's also some real swings and misses.
Yeah. That's how all podcasts are.
Yeah, hey, pretty much.
It is. It's just goes with the medium. Damien, where can they find you?
They can find me lurking around in your videos on your channel, Zach, or they can find my own dead channel under my own name, and then I'm always on Twitter under the Project Etheria tag, so.
Yeah. Sweet. Yo, Kyle, where can they find you?
Same place they could find me last week. But no, seriously.
okay, Mark Shane, no, I'm just kidding.
Live from the Asylum on YouTube, Forefront and Profit on WordPress, Basilisk ST on Twitch, and Standing Trials for those who are into collaborative writing.
Cool. Yo, Marjack, where can they find you?
All right, you can find me at twitch.tv/Marjack. By now, I'm probably back into streaming and actually doing, like, actual real shit. You can also find me on YouTube/Marjack. Hit me up on Twitter, twitter.com/Marjack_gaming, because I fucked up and forgot how to fix my shit. I have a mental deficiency that prevents me from making good business decisions. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Also, Zach, don't forget to whore out Jay.
Yeah, you can find...
do not forget.
You can find Jay the Zoomster at youtube.com/JayTheZoomster.
Don't forget the Jay the Zoomster Games channel. That's just as important.
you can find me on Pornhub. If you just type in Bearded Man, there I am. Anyways, next week we're going to be talking about Sonic 2D versus 3D. We're going to do that this week, but that didn't happen because Jay the Zoomster is sick.
He's pissing out.
Yeah.
Also, we're pre-recording these, so none of that makes any sense.
Yep.
We could actually have just uploaded this on a different day.
Yeah, we could
send Jay drugs in the mail to help him get better.
If you...
specifically likes crack cocaine.
Yeah.
Same. I'll put my PO box in the thing. If you have
anyone
any,
wants to send me $20 so I can pick up on the world. Thanks.
That might be illegal.
If you have any suggestions on topics or nerdy news or anything you would like us to talk about, let us know in the comments. If you have any sexual requests, go to twitter.com/DamianFloyd. I think that's proper. You hit him up there. If you have any death threats, you can go shove your fist up your own ass. In the meantime, thank you everybody so much for listening, and we'll see you next week.
That might be
bye bye.